This is the Sakar Muli of 27th of August, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, this unlimited old world is now to be destroyed. A new world is being established, and therefore, in order to go to the new world, you must become pure. Question. What wonderful things do you know about God that are beyond the understanding of human beings? Answer. You say that just as a soul is a point of light, the Supreme Soul too is an extremely subtle point of light. These wonderful things are beyond the understanding of human beings. Even some of you children get confused about this. Baba says, children, don't be confused. If you're unable to remember him as a tiny form, remember him as a large form, but definitely do remember him. Song. O traveller of the night, do not become weary. The destination of the dawn is not far off. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children, and this is why you children have to sit here in soul consciousness. This is not explained anywhere else. None of the sages or holy men say that you should sit in soul consciousness. Only the one father says this. No one else would know how to say this. No one else can show you this method. You children understand that you are souls. A soul sheds a body and takes another. Sometimes a soul becomes a barrister and sometimes a doctor. Souls have now become impure and will then become pure. The soul imbibes this knowledge. The incorporeal father is the ocean of knowledge, and he therefore definitely comes and speaks this knowledge. He is the purifier, and he therefore definitely comes and purifies you. He is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. I am your Father, the Supreme, the one who is full of knowledge. I do not have a body of my own. You souls have to imbibe all of this knowledge. Therefore you have to become soul conscious. Don't have any body consciousness. There's no other place where the one who speaks and those who listen are both soul conscious. The Father is incorporeal. He comes and teaches you Raja Yoga. All other human beings are body conscious. You say that Lakshmi and Narayan were soul conscious, but they were still aware of their bodies. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes and gives you this knowledge. You souls have to imbibe it. He only shows you souls the way to become pure from impure. It is now the downfall of the whole world, and he has come to make it rise. Only you children know this. Downfall means destruction, and rise means construction. Establishment and destruction. Establishment of what? Establishment of the new world of heaven. Then there is the destruction of the old world of hell. Destruction and construction. The Iron Age is an old world, and it definitely has to be destroyed. The symbol of destruction is this great Mahabharat war. They have described the Mahabharat war in the Mahabharata scripture. The Father carries out establishment through Brahma. He definitely establishes a new world. This is an unlimited destruction and unlimited establishment. Only a father would construct a new home for his children. He would then definitely have the old one demolished. You now understand that Baba is establishing the new world. He is preparing you in order to make you Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. The Mahabharata war is very well known for destruction. They say that this is that same time. The same stars that were there at the time of the Mahabharata war have now come together again. It is written on the picture of the ladder, the amazing story of the rise and fall of Bharat. The words "every cycle" should also be added to that line. Human beings take 84 births from the beginning to the end. You have this in your intellects. The intellects of human beings are completely locked with Godrej locks. Human beings have to know these things. Souls adopt bodies here in order to play their parts. Therefore, you should know the beginning, the middle, and the end, as well as the creator, the director, and main actors of this drama. You now know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the drama. Who's who in this whole drama, from the beginning to the end? You receive all of this knowledge from the Father. How the world cycle turns is called spiritual knowledge. The knowledge of physical aspects is called philosophy. Spiritual knowledge is called gyan. All of these things are made to sit in the intellects of you children. You children know that this play of 84 births is now coming to an end. We are now to return home. However, no impure human being can return home. Otherwise, why would people go on so many pilgrimages and do so much tapasya, chanting, etc.? They go to bathe in the Ganges in order to become pure. But no one can become pure through that. This is why no one can return home. They tell many lies, saying that so-and-so went to Nirvana, the land beyond, or that they merged into the light. The Father has explained that no one can return home. All the actors are here. The play is now coming to an end, and everyone is therefore on stage. All are now present here. People don't know where the Buddhists and Christians, etc. are. You understand that all the souls that have come from up above are Tamopradhan at this time. You became Satopradhan from Tamopradhan in the previous cycle too. Only the Father comes and inspires this establishment and destruction. It is said that this knowledge is for making you into the kings of kings. The unlimited Father says, "I make you into kings of kings." Sri Krishna doesn't have establishment carried out. The Father is the creator. The Father himself comes and explains, "Only when the world is impure does everyone call out to me. It isn't that I create a new world from nothing." They show total annihilation taking place. All of that is wrong. People call out, "O purifier, come." Therefore, he definitely comes into the impure world. The Father comes and gives you visions of the land of Sri Krishna. They show that Sri Krishna came floating on a peepal leaf in an ocean. That is right. Sri Krishna comes first into the new world. He doesn't come in an ocean, but in the palace of a womb. He sucks his big toe and stays in great comfort in the palace of a womb. All the babies born in the Golden Age stay in the palace of a womb. They have portrayed the aspect of the palace of a womb as floating on the ocean on a peepal leaf. All of those things belong to the path of devotion. The Father sits here and tells you the essence of all of those scriptures. Here you stay in the jail of a womb. This is why they say, "Let me out, I will not commit sin any more." However, in Ravan's world, there is sin anyway, and you then begin to sin once again. You become jailbirds for half a cycle. Thieves are called jailbirds. As soon as they come out, they steal again and end up in jail again. This is why they are called jailbirds. The Father has explained that this is Ravan's kingdom. These things don't exist there. That is Rama's kingdom. There is neither the jail of a womb nor any other jail. Here so many people just stay in jail. There is the jail of a womb and also the other jail, and so it is a double jail. It is now the end of the Iron Age. The Father explains, "You children are now carrying out construction. There continues to be the rise and fall every cycle. There is the rise and fall of the world, and Bharat has the main part in this." They continue to sing, "Souls were separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. Therefore there has to be a calculation for this. Which souls remain separated for a long time? The souls of the deity religion come to play their parts first. Those deities don't exist now. There are the signs and pictures of those who existed and ruled. The kingdoms have finished. When heaven comes to an end, it becomes hell. Then when hell finishes, it becomes heaven. There is the construction of the new world and the destruction of hell. You children are needed for construction. You are the ones who are going to reside there. First of all, you have to become deities with divine virtues. It is remembered that it didn't take God long to change humans into deities. Human beings are now very impure." God speaks, "While living at home, live like a lotus. This is your last birth in the land of death. Therefore, become pure." Explain this very clearly. "We remain pure in this last birth of the land of death." The Father says, "By conquering these vices, you will become the masters of the world." You children listen to this and then explain to others that the destruction of this old world is just ahead. This is the same Mahabharat war. Lust is the greatest enemy. This is why you have to make a promise. You now understand that you are becoming pure. This old world is definitely going to be destroyed. Before that happens, you definitely do have to become pure. When destruction takes place, there will be such cries of distress. Don't even ask. The deaths will be very severe. You won't even be able to watch them. When someone has an operation, weak ones cannot stand there. They would just faint. This is why doctors don't allow families to go there. This is going to be such a big operation. They will continue to kill one another. This dirty world is a forest of thorns. The Golden Age is called a garden of flowers. Deities are living flowers. Human beings think that there is a garden of flowers in Bahist, heaven. They just say whatever they have heard. They speak of the garden of Allah. They even see gardens in trance and think that Allah put a flower in their hand. They imagine God's garden. People on the path of devotion perform devotion in order to receive visions. When they have a vision, they say that it means He is omnipresent. Whatever happened in the past will happen again. Whatever costumes children have come in, they will come here in these same costumes again, after a cycle. Some understand the drama very well. When someone comes to meet Baba, Baba asks him, "Have you ever been here before?" He would say, "Yes, Baba, I met you in the previous cycle too. I came to claim my inheritance from you." The father asks, "What status did you claim?" "Since you speak of Mama and Baba, you will definitely come in their dynasty." Baba says, "Make such effort that you claim a high status. All of these things are in your intellects. There truly is to be a war. Hell has to be destroyed. You have first-class pictures. You should also print the picture of Sri Krishna with the two globes. That is very clear. While the gates to heaven are being opened, He is kicking hell away. You are also facing heaven. It is absolutely accurate. You know that you now have to return home. Therefore, you have to remember the home. You have to forget the old world. This is called unlimited disinterest. We leave the old world and go to Baba. We will only go there by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. The main thing is remembrance. Everyone remembers him. The father comes and tells you correctly, 'Remember me.' This remembrance is unadulterated and also meaningful. You know that Shiv Baba is a point. Consider yourselves to be souls, points, and also consider the Father to be a point. When you see something new, you forget. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father and the home. Okay, if you find a point too tiny to remember, your home is vast, so remember your home. Baba too resides there. You and I will go where Baba resides. If you're unable to remember a point, then at least you're able to remember the home. That is a land of peace, and the other is a land of happiness. This is a land of sorrow. You are now studying number-wise according to your efforts, and you will then go to the land of happiness. You are children of the Father, and you would therefore definitely want the sovereignty of heaven. Shiv Baba also came in the previous cycle and gave you the sovereignty of heaven. You have now forgotten that." The father says, "I have come once again to give it to you. You have received and lost the kingdom so many times. You have claimed your inheritance countless times. In that case, why do you forget such a father? There are many battles with the storms of Maya. This is why a play shows Maya pulling you from one side and God pulling you from the other side. There are no obstacles in this knowledge, but there are in remembrance. This requires effort." The father says, "Now become Maharatis. This old world is to be set on fire. The whole of the old world is to be sacrificed into this sacrificial fire. Therefore become Mahaviras. You children have to claim the unshakable, immovable kingdom. Your intellects have to be connected in yoga to the Father in such a way that no matter how many storms come, my air can't do anything. This will be your stage at the end, when you are to be transferred. In a school, examinations take place at the end. Your rosary will also be created at the end. You will have many visions. So-and-so will become this, and so-and-so will become that. This one will become a maid, etc. Everything will be shown. At the time of the end, you won't be able to do anything, and there will have to be repentance. What have I done? Why did I not follow Srimat? However, you won't be able to do anything at that time. Many repent in that way. People kill others and repent later on. However, the killing already took place, and so, what can be done then? This is why the Father says, don't be careless. Continue to make your own efforts. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning, from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. The play of 84 births is now coming to an end. You now have to return home. Therefore remain soul conscious and become pure. Remove all body consciousness. 2. Consider yourself to be a soul, a point, and with the true meaning of that in your mind, stay in unadulterated remembrance of the Father, a point. Become a Mahavir and make your stage unshakable and immovable. Blessing. May you spend less and bring about greater glorification and become powerful by stopping any wasteful leakage. Save all the treasures that you have received from Bapdada at the confluence age from any wastage, and you will become one who brings about greater glorification with less expenditure. To save anything from being wasted means to become powerful. It is not possible for there to be any wastage where there is power. If there is any wasteful leakage, then no matter how much effort you make or hard work you do, you cannot become powerful. This is why you have to check any leakage and stop it. Then, from being wasteful, you will become powerful. Slogan. To remain completely pure while living at home with your family is the challenge of a yogi and jnani soul. Avyakt signal. Finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean, pure. The newness of God's knowledge is purity. You say with spiritual intoxication that even when cotton wool lives with fire, it cannot catch fire. You even say in your lectures that without purity, you cannot become yogi and jnani souls. So, now put this challenge into practice. Om Shanti.